Good morning, gardening friends, and welcome once again to WOAR's Lawn and Garden Program. It's my pleasure to serve as your host. I'm Bill McReynolds. Well, here we are into the last few days of this month of August. August is the time of the year we get ready for that fall garden. A lot of things, such as our tomatoes, ought to already be in the ground. And come September, we really get busy, and we're here to help you do a better job in that garden. So welcome now to the garden program. And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jer Parsons with us on the garden program this morning, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, talking today about some unusual plant abnormalities that start at this time of the year, any time of the year, I guess.
Unusual,
huh?
And people flip out, you know, when they see something on their plant that they can't figure out what it is, and they figure they're the only one in the universe that's got that. So what we want to do is kind of bring you back to common folks' terms and talk about some abnormalities that you might be experiencing that, believe it or not, there's some other people. And that makes people feel better. Well, my old teacher used to say, misery loves company.
Absolutely.
You know? And
yeah.
So that makes you feel better that you're not the only one on earth that has it. And don't feel bad about it. It's kind of like our saying for today. A person is not fully educated until he realizes that there are some questions to which nobody has the answer.
That's right. So not many.
Remember that.
Yeah,
now.
Not many.
Nobody has the answer. So anyway, now speaking of abnormalities, before we get started here, Wednesday night, since we're not going to have another program till Thursday, I need to announce Wednesday night we're going to our last vegetable garden abnormality of the season.
22nd day of August.
That's right, yeah. Down in Jordanton.
All right.
We'll be down in Jordanton, and it will be the last video performance. It will be the last garden program I give this fall. You probably forever, since that video machine weighs about 8,000 pounds. And my gorilla's already hurt his back. It choked it around. But it'll be the last video performance in the district courtroom in Jordanton, Texas.
Down Jordanton.
7:30. Old Doug Andrews. And I'm going to make old Doug. See, Doug's one of those guys that fuss at me about bringing the same old slides every year. Gets tired of seeing the same old slides. But after he totes this video projector in, it weighs about 89,000 pounds. He begins to like those, slides after all. All right, so we encourage everybody to come down there. These abnormalities that we're talking about were discussed in Saturday's Light, so if you want to get them in the written form, they will be on the Saturday's garden page. But the first one we like to talk about are the little balls that occur on the bottom of the leaves. Now, these are called galls,
mm-hmm.
And they're on a lot of different kind of leaves. Some of the ones that have shown up in this area are on red oak leaves. Now, that may not be this year. It may not be this year, but right. It's been in the past. And that's the types of galls. There are many kinds of insects that cause these galls, but the one on red oak is called cottony gall or apple gall. Now, then on live oak, and people say, hey, I got little balls on the bottom of my oak leaves. You know, they don't know what the world's happening on there. That's called gouty oak gall. On hackberry is, you know, there's on a hackberry tree, and how do you know if you got a hackberry tree? You rub the leaf under your arm, and you know if it don't take the skin off about 2 inches deep, then you probably ain't got a hackberry. Because I mean, it's a rough old leaf. But if you look on the bottom of those rough old leaves, sometimes you see little galls or protrusions on those, and those are called nipple galls. They kind of look like that. On pecans, sometimes you see knots on there, and also on grapes. I haven't seen as much on grapes down here as we used to have in Kansas, and that's a phylloxera gall. And then also on on live oak, sometimes you will have what we call red berry galls on the bottom of the leaves. They're actually reddish. And the thing about it is, once you see them, there's nothing you can do about it. The insect came along, basically stung this and injected it with some type of biological chemical or whatever and caused it to actually grow and enlarge into this gall. Inside this gall is its life cycle. In other words, they are young, and they develop in there, they feed on the gall, and eventually they break out of the bottom of the gall and go about, they change into another life form, and they go about making more gall.
Interesting.
So that's the problem. Now, what we found on some trees will have it. That's what blows people's minds. Some pecan trees will have gall, and the one right next to it won't have them. What we have found that if you use a dormant oil, as we have recommended for years and years in the early spring, that reduces the gall population. Also, if it just drove you crazy and was really a problem, I mean, thick on there, You could use an insecticide early in the spring for about three or four consecutive sprays, but most of the time, just leave them alone and try to ignore the balls on the leaves.
Okay.
When we get back, we'll talk about twigs being cut off the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Falling on the ground.
All right. We'll do that right after this.